Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. And, you know, millions of us face a dilemma, and nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We see that every day, all over the world. You never know. I mean, look what's happening now in Ukraine. Look at all the lives that have been turned upside down and taken and all that. You know? So nobody knows. So what about the people who will become disabled tomorrow? Will we have, will they have everything they need to continue their lives, continue living?
Yeah.
Not in this country they won't. I don't know if it exists in any country. I doubt it very much.
Well, some of the other places where they have democracy, yeah.
I doubt if people would have everything they need to live their lives.
Yeah. Right now I don't see
but
they used to follow America. You know, that's the issue.
It's all part of being equal. See, a non-disabled person has everything they need to live their life. That doesn't mean they're going to be rich or all that. You know, it doesn't mean that they're never going to have to work or whatever. It means that they have the basic, simple things to function, to live their life, to have a chance to advance their lives and to do what normal everyday people do. Now, one of the biggest obstacles in the way for people who become disabled, who have a need, and those of us who are disabled, is these ridiculous, stupid agencies. That's where all the money goes. It goes to agencies. And we have to argue with them. We have to fight with them. We have to submit to the stupid criteria when you're already disabled and proven that you're disabled. You know, they want medical proof, so you get medical proof. But that's not enough for these people.
Yeah, it's true.
Then they drag you through all kinds of other things. They want evaluation. They want this. They want that. In the meantime, they're using us and they're using all that information to keep the money coming in. And there's no guarantee that they're going to help you or they're going to help you fulfill your goal in life.
No.
But the money's not there for that. It's there for the agencies.
Yeah.
So there's one big major reason why people who become disabled are not going to have everything they need for their lives. And those things should already be there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to wonder, how am I going to do this? When am I going to get that? How am I going to do this? It should be there
already,
like it's there for everybody else.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. And then on top of it, you have a half-assed law that has no enforcement, that's supposed to protect your life.
That's right.
No enforcement, no funding behind it. No reasonableness, although they have this stupid phrase, reasonable accommodation.
That's so funny.
No reasonableness.
There's no reasonable to anybody. A lot of fighting going on, but no reasonable.
And politicians that refuse to amend it.
That's right.
That's even worse. That you can't go to a politician and say, hey, I've been denied a guide dog. Where's my day in court?
Trying to find that.
And they don't do a damn thing about it. Now, if someone's vision were interfered with, which to me, my guide dog is the same as anybody else's eyes, someone's vision were interfered with, they'd have all the protection in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have to worry about it because they know that they'd be protected.
That's right.
So you see, we don't have what we need for our lives. I mean, the simple things that people take for granted. And remember, those people who take that for granted are not disabled, because if they were, they wouldn't have those simple things unless they were wealthy enough and they could simply buy them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
You know, people who can just walk out and say, oh, I'm disabled now. Get me this house. I want everything made this way, that way, and you know, whatever way they need, because they have the money to do it. They don't have to deal with the agencies and the government that's really a dictatorship, and they're really out to get you.
Yeah,
their bottom line is, if you can't deal with it, we'll put you in a nursing home.
That's true.
So they're really not doing things in the person's best interest.
That's it.
First come the agencies. You know, the government dictates to the agencies.
Yeah.
And that's why millions of us can't get what we need for our lives, and it's a battle. It really is.
Sure is. I'd say so.
It's a battle, it's a fight, and that's why Inner Sight is here.
That's right.
To let people know and to do what we can to change it, to make sure that everybody has the same opportunity, the same idea.
Yeah.
The same materials, I should say, to have to get what you need for your life. Hey, Inner Sight, we come back, we'll give you some more on that. But Big East, the Key to Rescue, one of our friends.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Priven, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Big East. So check them out. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Email. 609-388-7004 on the Big East Akita Rescue. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. We remember all those who passed away.
So sad.
Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, and Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for it.
Yeah.
Want to wish a happy Irish Day to all our friends, all our Irish friends out there.
That's right.
The luck of the Irish.
That's right.
March
17th. They even have, I think, time where you can just play the Luck of the Irish and see if you could win a big jackpot on the, usually I don't play, but on the lotto, they have it. I was laughing that I saw that this morning.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. One of our friends out there. We thank him for all that.
Yeah.
Yes. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our inner site phone number is 631-224-3090. So that's the number, day or night. Thanks to Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And if you need any information on legislation or what's going on with the disabled, give them a call. They have all kinds of different groups over there. They got a support group here into that.
Yeah, right.
And they got a thing called Barrier Busters. So you can ask them for info on all that stuff. Again, 631-880-7929. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Here's a good number for you. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. So talk to my friend Gary. And if you're disabled, by the way, he many times can
help
bring the food to you.
Yeah.
631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Hey, you got the ABLE?
Yeah, you mean 2 seconds. I just got to go there.
ABLE
two.
News tells you about inner sight.
Yes, it does.
And I'll add.
Yeah, when it
and
eventually comes up. Sorry. Anytime I go to press on it, it doesn't want to do it.
Come on. 114,041,
last count. Yeah, now it's 50-something. Oh, we got a call that came in once I refreshed. Okay.
Well, let's run. Are we going to run the ABLE News?
Yes, we are. Okay.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, inner sight, and talking tonight about how people who become disabled, or people who are disabled, of course, don't have everything they need for their lives.
Right.
It's pretty evident.
Yes, it's true.
You know, I mean, how could you if the money is tied up in agencies and not being directly put to help the person who's disabled?
Yep.
So that's a big big
right.
obstacle that we got to deal with. 213-816.
There you go.
1650 if you want to call in.
Yep.
Now, would you say we had a call?
Yes, we do. From remember that guy Joe? I believe it's him.
All right, inner sight.
Okay, here
live.
We go.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, people.
How
are
you
doing?
All right. I know you guys are against nursing homes. You want them eliminated. Are you for assisted living?
It depends on what they do, how they limit the person. But we can be more negotiable with that. It's mostly the nursing homes and how they've dealt with people. And then we also have to see what the assisted livings are willing to do with the person. Because a lot of times they're the next step before you go into a nursing home.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're for assisted living?
Oh, go ahead, Joe.
there was a program on Sunday. I didn't listen to it, but I took a look at the description page of the BTR show, and there was a guy on as the guest, and he founded an association for assisted living, for the disabled, assisted living. So if you guys want, I can tell you the name of the show. It came on Sunday. I don't know if that's up your alley, because you just told me that assisted living usually is about the next step before you get to a nursing home.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't listen to the show, but the assisted living reminded me of you. So I thought if I see you guys, I would tell you about it. Do you want the name of the show?
I don't approve of any program that is affiliated or that wants to get you into a nursing home. They can stick it. Because that means that the money's not being used in the right way. Right there. Stop right there.
Yes,
it's not
true.
Being used in the right way if it's helping people to be incarcerated in nursing homes.
Well, from what I've read on the description page, I can't say for sure if that's what it is, but it seems to me this guy wants to help people get housing and housing with assisted living. I had a friend who lived in an assisted living home for a few years before she died. It wasn't a nursing home, but it wasn't any great shakes either. But at least she had some sort of independence. So I thought I'd tell you guys about it. If you're familiar with it already, then you don't need the information that I have. I don't have that much anyway. So, okay.
Yeah, no, but we appreciate the thought.
Yes, we do. Very much so.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to let you guys know about. So I'm going to let you guys get back to your show.
Hey, I have actually a question for you.
Okay.
We're planning a demonstration. We are. So would you and your friends like to be involved? Do you believe that nursing homes should be gone, and would you like to be involved?
Well, I'd like to know more about it. From what you guys are telling me, nursing homes, and from what I've seen from videos of people who've been victimized by nursing homes, maybe they should be eliminated. Maybe there should be a better alternative. So if you have a website... Yeah, if you have a website for me to go to, I can go to it.
We got to get the information put up on the website.
Yeah, we do.
We have a website. We don't have the info up there yet.
Right. We need somebody to type fast. Because my vision and my typing sucks. Are you good at a website?
Yeah, I know, Susan, that you've said that you're visually impaired. Yeah, I know. I mean, you're in a wheelchair. Sure, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, when you get the information up there, I'll be glad to take a look at it. Sure.
Yeah. I've been very slow at everything because my eyes are just getting worse. I'm going to an eye doctor maybe in about a week or so. So I'm hoping that she'll be able to give me some, have, more or less. Yeah, and give me some hope. And then I'm going to an alternative doctor very soon. I have to make an appointment. And I'm hoping to do stem cell. I'm hoping, really.
Money
for that. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Maybe I can get some things back. I hope so. He sounds good.
Yeah, there's a guy.
Had him before.
Yeah. There's a guy that goes to the show that I go to on Saturdays. He's been on dialysis, I think, I don't know how many years, 1 year, 2 years. And he's gone for a dialysis, something like 3 times a week, an hour apiece. Then he got some stem cell therapy, and it helped him out a lot. He's still on dialysis, but it helped him. So stem cells...
Good.
Yeah, so there's great promise there. So I hope that the stem cells will be good for you, too.
Yeah, I'm going to get the one that doesn't wipe out your immune system. They have two. One that wipes out your immune system, which didn't do well for my husband's cousin. She passed away. And then they have one that doesn't wipe out your immune system, which I'm going to head for. Which is good. That's done by the alternative doctor that doesn't wipe out your whole thing. know.
Yeah. If you're going to seek out alternative medicine, that's a good thing, because medicine
Not
only today, but as long as it's been in existence, outside of maybe surgery, really hasn't done much to help, illnesses. So I wish you the best of luck in that. And, I wish you guys luck for Renasight. And the next time I come, maybe you'll have the information up there on the website for me.
Yeah, right. It'll be faster, at least.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. All right. Take care now, guys. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so you see, now there's an example of what we're talking about. You know, all these assistant living centers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spending money, you know, and yet supporting these nursing homes, giving them people.
Well,
and in some cases, even driving people into them.
Yeah.
You know? Totally horrible.
Well,
money that could be used to help people stay in their own home and change some of these ridiculous laws.
I was at here's what happened to me. I was at a couple of nursing homes myself. I was at four different nursing homes. When I came back, they said to me, "Oh, we don't have room for you. All the rooms are taken." So I said, "Can I go back home?" They said, "No." I said, "Why?" And they said to me that I needed a two-person assist. Now, let me explain what that means to everybody. You need two people
there. Well, you could have gone home against medical advice.
I did.
They can't hold you there.
I did go home against medical advice, and then the social worker called me. Said, "Why'd you do that? I could have set you up with home care in the middle of the night while they're messing with me." No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go home against medical advice and call you in the morning, and that's what I did. And I got everything situated.
So why didn't she help you when you were home?
She did. She did. Hmm. I gotta say that she
all
did.
All right. So see.
She got me the home care. So that's the way
you don't have to. You don't have to stay there.
No, you don't. Not the way they were treating me.
But the point is, if the place is still there, what the hell good is it?
Exactly.
Somebody else is going to take your place. You know that.
Exactly. We got to tell people not to be as upset or scared or something of these people, because a lot of them will, unfortunately, be a subject for abuse if they don't really stiffen up their, you know, the way in which they do things, you know. I know I had to really, at one point I was scared of somebody, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that feeling, you know. So it wasn't...
Well, everybody has their ups and downs and their fears and all that.
Yeah, no.
The point is
to be able to
change this system to minimize that fear, all that. You know, the way it is now, it's horrendous. All this money is being spent to drive people
into nursing homes. You
know, I mean, what kind of a thing is that? You know, and as I've said before, all these programs, half the money that they get should be used, if they really want to stop this, should be used to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And it's not being used that way.
That's true.
They have to, at some point, if the state decides that a person needs to go into a nursing home, they have to relent and they have to testify against that person.
That's the only way you could do it.
Now, to me, that's not a real friend.
No, that ain't.
I mean, what are they going to say? What are they going to say? That we don't agree with the state? The person's not going to, we don't want them going into a nursing home? we're gonna take the money and hire a lawyer and fight you on it. They're not gonna do that.
No, they're not.
See? They're in with the damn nursing home.
But you know what? There's a situation there. Say they are their friend, and now they want to help them through CD Pass, okay? But now they can't because they're their friend, and they, for some reason, they take away the CD Pass program. This is just a if, you know? This is really a shame if they do something like that just because...
Well, you never know what these politicians are going to do.
That's right. Exactly. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know how they're going to do it or how they're going to set it up. This is really a shame. The whole thing is really sad because you need somebody to help with that. You need somebody to, you know, stick together with people who are not receiving the stuff that they need. You know, that's
important.
We
need the funds to be redirected.
That's right.
To really help people.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we need the agencies mandated to raise money toward that end. That's really what is needed, bottom line, so that people can get what they need for their lives.
Yeah.
And that should be the oneness of all of us who are disabled.
That's right.
Because that's the only thing that's going to really... make a difference. As long as these agencies control the funds and the money, you'll always have a problem.
Yeah, I know. It is terrible because, to tell you the truth, when I go and I want peace among the disabled, you go there and sometimes one person, you know, if I go to, say, a group session, okay, and say I go there, and there's a lot of people who are very segregated. It's not good. You can't be segregated when you have a disability. You have to join together and march proudly. They have a Disability Pride Week, but guess what? The Disability Pride Week, you know, only is in July, and it should be a whole month. You know, people being proud that they have a disability so people can help other people. I mean, it'll be really nice for one day that, you know, you get rid of or enhance the ADA or whatever, you know, somebody decides that, you know, would be good to do. And then you help everybody. That would be good. And you don't, you know,
well,
frown.
Well, that should be one message. And another thing that needs to be done away with is this ridiculous, stupid-ass red tape that we have to go through.
Yeah.
If a person is disabled and it's proven medically.
That's right.
You know, now all these agencies, all these government agencies and these other agencies, they all believe in the medical profession.
That's right.
You know, doctors, nurses, all this bullcrap, right? But when it comes... when it comes to a person being disabled, they put you through holy hell. You get a letter or a report, this person is disabled. That's not enough for them, son of a bitches.
I know that, because I had to redo my one of my permits. Thank God I got a hold of the person who runs the program, because he said to me, just send me a copy of the previous permit, and then just send me the doctor's note, and that's it. That's all I needed to do to redo the permit. But this is crazy. We shouldn't even have to do that. If you're permanently disabled, you just should only fill out a form. That's it. You know,
well,
everybody should know.
These days, a person can just look on the internet and see that you're disabled.
That's right.
You don't even
need
that.
My eyes don't point, you know, properly. You can see that I have a visual disability, and the rest of me is Humpty Dumpty. I got to laugh at that. I can't help it. And everything's falling apart.
All this red tape is in our way of getting what we need for our lives. You know?
Sometimes
I mean,
it makes
it's absolutely
me depressed,
ridiculous.
I'll tell you. Sometimes it makes me depressed, and other times it makes me very angry that people just don't help you. And you're sitting there, and you're waiting for those people to wake up and help you, but you can't. Because if nobody's going to bring that stuff to you, you have to fight for it, you know. And that's sad. I got to say, it's sad. You shouldn't have to fight for anything. You should just go up to
the... agencies are more interested in helping themselves.
That's right. You shouldn't have
than
to...
they are
Let
us.
Me repeat that. You shouldn't have to fight for anything. Just go and ask for it. That's your stuff. That's your, you know, right. You have that right. I tell everybody all the time that. And they, you know, they're still feeling insecure about saying that. I don't have no insecurity about that anymore. I used to. I was scared of it. Now, you have the right to get money in certain situations that you wouldn't believe that you have the right to get money with it, but you do. You do. You have right.
Every
to,
day,
yeah.
There are people in this country who are disabled who cannot get things they need for
That's
their
right.
lives.
That's right.
Because of the way the system is set up that we're supposed to
That's
deal
right.
with.
That's right. Yes, it's true.
Every day, thousands of people, maybe millions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I need
what
a new
we got to get rid of.
Yeah, I need a new oxygen concentrator. Sorry.
213-816-1650 if you want to dial in. We have any callers?
Let me look. Hold on. Nope. Let me look again. Go to the
tomorrow night, 8:31 New York. Tomorrow night is our new, funnies. Program. So tune us in tomorrow night. We're going to have a lot of fun. Louie will be here. Jimmy Dinnigan.
Do you want any?
The whole gang.
Costello. Ab, would you like any of that?
What happened?
Any roasts? What would you like? Any roasts or anything? Abbott and Costello.
I can't understand what you're saying. I can't hear you. What?
Oh, would you like any Abbott and Costello? Any new stuff? So I could get
Oh,
it,
I don't know. We'll decide on that. But
uh-huh.
tomorrow night, and let's see, Monday night, Mad or Glad, we call the show Mad or Glad. You can call in and voice your mad or your glad. Tuesday night's open mic on InterSight where you can pick your own subject. Wednesday night is the nursing home program.
Yeah.
And we urge everybody to listen to that because you never know.
You really know
when you're going to be faced with it.
Oh no, you don't.
Thursday's
That's
a different.
Really, yeah.
Thursday's a different subject, and
yeah.
Friday's the funnies. So there's the schedule. Incidentally, we're on television. 7:30 Thursday on the reruns, Long Island Cable. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock on reruns, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So tune us in.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. If you want to be on the show, you can email us, innersight@pmpmail.com. We do sometimes have guests.
Yep.
And, you can call the InterSight number, 631-224-3090 for information on how to be on the program.
Yep.
And tonight, talking about how if you become disabled tomorrow, you're not going to have everything you need for your life.
And that's true. You know,
I remember a few years ago I was sitting at one of the coffee places, and a guy came and sat down next to me, a guy who, he'd seen me around, he knew me, and he started to explain to me, he said, my biggest fear is that I might, the doctors tell me I might go blind, you know, I'm losing my vision, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So he says, He says, I'm not so worried about that. He said,
yeah.
What I am worried about is if I do lose my vision,
yeah.
am I going to be able to go to the agencies and get everything I need to
no.
keep my
mm-hmm.
job?
Yeah. No.
You know? That's what he was concerned about.
Yeah, I know.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because who knows? You don't know about that. It should
no.
be that way.
Yes, it should.
But I would venture to say that most times it wouldn't be. And you don't know. See, if you knew that that was the case, you wouldn't have that worry, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
But you don't know. And then I started explaining to him, you know, about what the Commission for the Blind was like and all that. And, you know,
oh,
and
yeah.
how, it's very difficult dealing with them, and they're very unreasonable
yeah.
and all that. And their first priority is to make sure you fill out all these papers and everything so they can get their money from the federal government. So people many times are aware that they're not going to have everything they need for their lives if they become disabled.
Yeah, they won't.
And that's a big worry.
Yeah, it is.
See, that, in this country, with all this money being spent on these damn agencies and on these nursing homes, that worry should not be there. That element should not exist. You know, it should be just a matter of picking up the phone, say, "Hey, I got this job, and now I can't read all this, or I can't get in, or you know."
Do you know how
I
many?
I want to keep my job.
Well, that's what happened with me, in a sense that I was waiting and waiting and waiting so long that I've lost so many jobs in the meantime. Because I got to the first interview, no problem. They were going to schedule the second interview, and they couldn't because I didn't have the equipment, which is a little, you know, a shame there, you know.
The agency should be on call and alert, and so should the government. For those kinds of calls,
yeah,
you know, to send somebody out and to say, "Hey, we're gonna fix this so you can do the same job, or we're gonna fix it so you can have an equal job."
That's right.
See, if there's an element of danger. Because the person is disabled, you know, danger for others and for the person. They should fix it so the person can have a different job in the same, maybe even the same company, with equal treatment.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Because the money is there for that kind of a program, but it's not being used in that way.
Yeah.
Not being used. You know, you have these, you heard our caller before, assisted living.
Yep.
And right away they're affiliated with a nursing home.
That's
now, what
right.
does that mean?
That means that once they're finished with you, you're going to go into a nursing home if you meet the criteria.
Not only that, are they getting money from 2, 3, 4 nursing homes to polish people
for
and
the
to
nurse.
Say, "Hey, you,
yeah.
you need a nursing home, you belong in a nursing home, we have a good recommendation." You see what
yeah.
goes on here?
It goes on in the hospitals too.
Sure
it
does.
I know it does because
sure it does.
I immediately, and I got angry at this, and I told the supervisor, I immediately went from a 1-person assist to a 2. Now, I wasn't happy about that. I wasn't happy at all about that.
Well, that's
so why
stupid. That's a stupid terminology.
Yeah, I know.
One person assists to a two. I mean, what the hell? So if you need an extra person to help you, the friggin' money is there for that. But they're not using it for that.
That's right. And they're not helping you with that.
And some people may not even need an extra person. They may need a different type of device.
Exactly. Or
well, what the hell are
approach.
They talking about?
A different approach.
It's
to
all set up.
Yeah.
It's all set up to get money for the nursing home.
Or even for
That's
the
all
the
it
staff.
Is.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And this is why people, God forbid, become disabled tomorrow, will not have what they need for their lives unless they can buy it themselves and stay away.
I did a whole article years ago, and I can't find it. I've been looking for it, but it was all about this subject. People go and fight for their country, they were saying, and when they come back, they find a different, homeland. And they were, years ago, they were mentioning just like what they were planning on doing with that. But now...
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be there for you, especially
yes,
if you serve this country.
Yes. Now
that's even worse.
Yes, it is.
So inner sight is determined somehow, some way to make it happen.
Yes, we are.
And anybody out there who'd like to help, one of the biggest things we need is a lobby in Washington.
Yes, very big time.
And to publicize that lobby and let people know why we're doing it. So anybody out there who would like to donate that,
yeah, right.
Contact us, InnerSight.info is our website. We'd be happy to talk with you, and if you want to be public, fine. If you don't want to be public, that's all right too.
Yeah, we could change your name too. We've done that.
We need to make it so everything is there for everyone. That's the bottom line, And you don't necessarily have to go on a massive reconstruction. I mean, that could be part of it. But mostly, it should be if you need it and you're disabled, you pick up the phone,
right,
and it's going to be there.
That's right.
See? That would make a big difference right there.
It should.
And you do some construction. But mostly, it should be agencies and the government should make sure it's there. Oh, I'll be out tomorrow morning, and we'll look at it, and we'll see what we got to do, and we're going to make sure it's there. See? Now, you need enforcement to do that. That's why I need a lobby.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You got to get enforcement. You got all these stupid codes and red tape and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You need the money, of course, but you need enforcement. You got to amend that ridiculous Americans with Disability Act.
Yeah, I know. More than ridiculous.
So there's a whole spectrum of goings-on here that need to be changed. To give people the right to get what they need.
Yeah.
See, now that should be included in the ADA. If you're disabled, you should have the right to get what you need to live your life.
Yeah.
That should have been a clause. That should have been part of the law.
It should have been, really.
And then the next phrase should be, and the agencies must be mandated to raise that money, and the federal government has to put in half.
Right. It's true.
Then you'd have something solid if you had a
right.
law like that.
Definitely.
You know. But the way it is now, it's horrible. It's a horror show, man.
It is.
There's
they don't
there.
Know what they're coming back to for real. They some of them are amputees. Some of them have amputee and paralysis, and they don't even have a bit of accessibility.
You're talking about the who are you talking about?
The veterans. The veterans
yeah.
who fought.
Yeah. yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah. No, veterans are not
yeah.
even entitled to service dog. The VA doesn't believe
the
in
craziness.
Service dog.
Yes, it's terrible.
So what are you talking about?
It was
about?
Something that
there's
I
there's no
saw.
Law to protect them.
There's no law at all.
No damn
I saw
Lord
something,
protect.
And I don't remember where I saw it. It was something that the veterans put out, and then somebody took
oh, yeah, it's been talked
it.
About
yeah.
many a times.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking in general, which would include everybody.
It is.
Including those who served this country.
Yep, and that's sad, too, that we find out that the veterans also are having, you know, the same problem. When they stood next to us and said, we're going to help you no matter what.
So it's not just contact your congressman, because that's a bunch
huh?
of bull. Let me tell you right now. You know what it is?
it's
get the money
yeah.
for an agency like Inasight who wants
mm-hmm.
to do it, because the other agencies
right.
have the damn money and they're not doing it.
That's right.
Give us a chance to do it.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. Because this bull with the politicians is a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of bull. They don't give a damn about us. We've proved it.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Two presidents
yeah.
who tried to contact. Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
The head state senator.
Yeah.
My own congressman.
And
they don't do a damn thing.
No, they don't.
Somebody out
even
there.
Even our governor
put
did
the money up.
And he's coming back, you know. I don't know how he is getting the vote, but I don't think he should have the vote. But I can't
believe
he
about?
Is. Our governor is coming back.
Oh, I heard that. That's stupid. They're not going to let him.
They're
not going to let him run.
I hope not.
I don't believe they'll let him run.
I hope not.
He's a moron, that guy.
He is.
But anyway, that's the solution.
Yeah. No.
The agencies that have the money aren't doing a damn thing about it. Mostly because they can't.
Right. It's true.
See? We're not governed in that sense by the state. We don't get money from the state. We don't get money from the federal government. So they can't tell
right.
us, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. So if somebody out there
yeah.
were to donate the money to help us
that's
set up
true.
A lobby, we could do it.
Probably, yeah.
So but, there you have it. There's the solution. It's partly, yes, it's partly a political solution. But the
yeah.
other part is, where do you get the funding to pull it off?
Exactly.
Inasight would stand up and do it. 213-816-1650. How are we doing with the lines? Anybody want to talk?
Hang on, let me look. I didn't see any, but I want to make sure I could refresh it, so give me a chance. Give me a second.
So anybody out there listening, you know, if you've been through this, if you became disabled, you know, and you're struggling, you're trying to keep
nobody
your job or whatever, call us. We'll try to help you.
Yes, we will.
You know, without a doubt, we'll do whatever we can to help.
Yeah.
I mean, this problem is a real situation.
Yes, it is.
Met a woman on the railroad who started talking to me. Her little child is blind. The blind agency's coming over to her home, and you know, whatever it is they're telling her, which mostly is a bunch of bull, but she's telling me, "Oh, my husband and I, you know, we're struggling. We can't afford the rent. We have a house, you know."
Yeah.
And my first reaction was, "Well, did they offer to pay your rent to help you?" No.
That's it. I'll
they
see.
Won't do a damn thing for that.
Wow. See?
And they can raise the money. They're big-ass, multi-billion-dollar organizations. They don't even have to spend the money. They can raise it.
It's right there. You know, it's like, okay, this is really a new way of fighting them. It's right there, the money, and they're not doing anything about
it.
So
this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is why you need a lobby. The ADA should say, and you must help, especially when it comes to a blind child and a family who can't afford their rent, and the provider shall have the option of helping them raise the money. What, you know, some such language like that.
Yeah,
should have been in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't do a damn thing for our lives to protect people.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell good is it? Oh, you got to put in a ramp. Big friggin' deal.
Right.
There's all ramps in the damn nursing homes, and they're taking everybody's money.
That's right.
They sold us out with this damn ADA. I got something to tell you.
They did, big time.
They sold us out, man. They really did.
Yeah.
And the last time I gave a speech on it, people didn't want to hear it.
But it's true.
At the silo, when it came to that, I think I was concentrating on the service dog thing. They didn't want to hear it. But look what happened.
It sold out.
Silo is still our sponsor. What does that mean?
That means they believe in us.
Somebody heard it.
Yep. And
somebody damn ass heard it.
That's right. And they're going by what we say. You know, that's amazing that people can understand something, and then from there, they want us to help. That is even more
important.
So
that shows you that there are people out there who believe in us. What we need... Is what we need is the people or persons or corporate out there who will believe in us to the tune of $50 million so we can get the lobby going.
That's right. Lobbyists are very
expensive.
That's
what we need.
Yep. And it's not like we're using it for ourselves. We're using it primarily for the people who need it very badly.
Yeah.
And anybody who calls
to protect people's lives.
That's right. Anybody who calls us really should mention what they need it for, and then we'll, you know, do what we can to, you know, split up the money for people and some of
protect the
guide dogs.
Protect people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. Some for the guide dogs, some problems, some for the, what do you call, the nursing home problem, some for just the whole darn thing problem. You know, I fit in the whole darn thing problem because I've seen everything go around and come around, and it's really been horrible the way people are handling things.
Well, if they donate the money for a lobby, that's what we got to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the donors
correct
designate, that's what
right.
it would be used for.
That's correct. Whatever they want it to be used for.
So, there you have it. There you have the solution. The politicians are not going to fix it. They created it. They made it the way it is. They're keeping the nursing homes.
Yeah.
They don't want to get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. They're keeping
You know why? Because they have us under control. They do. I told you from the beginning. I said, listen, Frank, I think they want us, it's like a genocide, they want to kill us. And sure enough, my mother passed away.
Well, that's an easy feeling to get when you're dealing with a system like this.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do they want?
She lost her faith in the system. That's what happened. I don't blame her.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Exactly. I tried so many ways to get her out of there, and I didn't have a place to put her. The house that we're in, I'm paying rent to, you know, my mother-in-law.
Not only a place to put her, you would have to have money to have for people to watch her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination.
Yep.
You gotta watch.
Sorry, I'm a little
sure
dry in my throat.
She's safe.
Yeah, she needs that.
And the
she
money is there
bit.
For that, and it wasn't being offered, and it wasn't being used in that way.
I remember one thing, and it's still bothering me because it happened. It's still fresh, you know. And I just, you know, I couldn't help myself, but I saw her suffering with the infection in the brain. Everything just didn't look right. And I said, I'm going to remember a time when I saw her and she was happy. And that's it. That's all I have to remember. I know that that infection was not my fault. And nothing there was my fault. So there, I had, you know, done everything I physically could do to keep her out of that mess. And yet, and she squeezed my hand, letting me know that I did. And she wanted me to stand by her until she passed, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night.
Yes.
On the Frolics.
Yep.
Have a little crazy fun over here. We'll do the Philosopher tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Usually he picks on me. The Philosopher.
And
I like when the Philosopher picks on me. It's kind of fun. It's like a roast.
I want to thank all our listeners.
Yep.
All the people who help us keep the show on the air. We greatly appreciate all our callers.
Yep.
Co-host Suzanne Engineer. And
you're welcome.
We'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight, and we are determined to fulfill every
mm-hmm.
program that you hear.
Mm-hmm.
We're determined to fulfill the promises and the dreams.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm not going to let my
and
mom down.
We urge the other agencies to find ways to help us do
mm-hmm.
it.
Please.
Find a way to do it. You know, where there's a will, there's a way.
There certainly is.
So thank you for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight Live.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
Yep.
Go to innersight.info. 100,000, 14,000, 51, is that what you said?
No, a little higher, but not too much higher. It's like 114,000, like around 50 something. Yeah.
All right. So we passed 114,000. Our next plateau is 115,000.
Yeah, I would say that's too.
All right. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight.
Good night.
Means freedom,
okay.
Advocate for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thank you very much.